bitch, go bitch, go bestie. Can't fuck with these hoes, cause they messy. Go bitch, go bitch, go bestie. Can't fuck with these hoes, cause they messy. Go bestie. They're my motherfucking best real bestie. They're my motherfucking best real bestie. They're my motherfucking best friend.
Shawty, she gon' ride, she gon' die for me. Yeah, I know all my niggas, they gon' slide for me. I be going up when you going down on me. When I come through, I got the 4 pound on me. Every time I'm on the scene, I be tooling up. When you coming through, I see to put your jury up. In a dually truck, doodle got his tooling tuck. I love my baby, you can't talk to her, she rude as fuck. Go, call that, get money. I don't fuck with rap niggas, they funny.
Go bitch, go bitch, go bestie. Can't fuck with these hoes, cause they messy. Go bitch, go bitch, go bestie.
I like that a lot. Thank you, Kendra, for bringing that into my life.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Welcome back to the GVGB podcast. This is Mark Anthony, that nigga Mark. I'm
trying to see what other ones you're gonna come up with.
Yeah, I was thinking about going longer, but I decided not to. I'll save you guys that embarrassing thing. That's okay. I have the return of Kendra.
Hello.
Here, just gonna drop off some knowledge. The second installment.
Oh, yes.
Of Kendra's Corner. All right, she's going to give us a little insight into her DMs and see what it's going to be fun. And Kendra has brought along a very special guest as well, Miss Desiree.
Go bestie. Go bestie.
Yes. So the ladies are here today. We're going to start getting into some shit about right now. All right, here we go. Kendra's Corner. Gonna read some DMs and see some dick pics.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so as if you guys remember, several episodes ago, Kendra came. We were talking about DMs and how crazy it can be for the women. Again, I apologize on behalf of men. because it's terrible things that you guys are sending out here. It is what it is. But she's come back again with the second installment of Kendra's Corner to tell us
what my DMs look like.
Yes, what your DMs look like. Now go ahead, share something with us.
So I'm gonna share one gem that just got me straight to the core.
Nice.
Says, hi, I just want to ask if you have ever had a submissive to play with.
Oh.
I'm a sissy and I adore giving women power over me more than anything. Can I show you pictures?
Oh, no.
Smiley face.
Did you say yes?
I did not write back.
Oh.
What about the pictures though?
Yeah.
There's, like, you don't know.
There's a picture.
Oh, he sent a picture?
Of like his profile.
Oh.
So it is a picture of a dude, I guess. In a tight shirt and what I think are panties.
You reading that? I definitely thought a woman wrote that, but
yeah.
No, it's a man. I'm sorry. I should have clarified. It's a man. No.
What's his name?
No. What's his Instagram name?
Put it out there.
Sissy losing my mind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. He's not trying to hide that.
No, not at all.
He's accepting.
He knows what he wants.
That's interesting.
Go
Is that the first time you ever got some 50 Shades shit?
Well, I get people asking me to send them pictures of, like, my feet and stuff.
Oh, like fetish shit.
Yeah, but I think that's the biggest one.
Do you ever need a side hustle?
Oh, yeah. Oh. For sure. I actually have known someone that's...
I mean, if you're going to pay me, then yeah.
No, that's a
they
thing.
They will. That's
they will pay you. Oh, they will. They're loaded, too.
I'll give you my Venmo and my PayPal.
It's secure nowadays. You don't even have to give them your address.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
No, I actually knew someone when I worked at MGM. Someone that worked at another store next to mine used to be like... Okay, so what is it when you're not the submissive, you're the dom. The
dominatrix.
The dominatrix. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she used to do that for like a living, like a little side hustle.
I've heard that you can make so much money doing that.
I believe it.
I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen the
You've experienced?
Definitely not. because
okay. Definitely. Are you the not. Sissy or the dom?
Fuck that.
Neither.
The dom puts me in jail, and then the sissy is just not good. So no.
Okay. To each his own.
Yes, exactly. I'm good. No thanks. But interesting. Okay. This is quite interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna just I always think when it comes to things like that, like I don't know. Okay, so like when you're learning about yourself and like the things that you like, right?
Yeah.
You obviously experiment. So when people get to that kind of level, like that's got to be like a mastery level of experimentation.
They've done
that. I would never. Yeah, exactly. Like I would never want to get. I would scare myself if I got to that level.
Yeah.
Like obviously, I think that if like everyone were to try everything, that we would all be some nasty ass niggas.
I think it just takes.
Agreed.
I think it takes like little steps. Like someone is like, if you're sleeping with someone and they tell you, oh, do this, and they're kind of like, oh, wait, I like it when you told me to do that. Tell me to do something else. And then it kind of creeps from that. And then
nowadays,
you can do research and you're just like looking at different porn sites and you're like, oh, this might be what I'm interested in.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, this is, kind of raunchy. I don't know. I don't.
One thing leads to another, then you're being walked around on the leash.
And
next thing you know.
And you're getting your ball stomped on.
And you're hitting people up on their DMs to join the party.
Hey, I'm a little sissy boy.
How do you think that started?
Jesus Christ. You know what I like about like the DMs too is just like the amount of boldness that you have to just outright just shoot this fucking shot. That's like a full court shot. Like it's so out of left field.
I mean, if it's your real profile, like that was just
that's
no, he doesn't have a face shot in it.
Yeah, there's no
face you're right.
shot.
You're right.
I could hide behind a phone too.
That is true.
It's so provocative.
There are so many internet trolls.
Plot twist, it was Desiree that actually said
it. It wouldn't surprise me.
She's a sissy boy. That's the plot twist.
She's upstairs in my bedroom. Hey, sissy girl.
Hey,
You want to come upstairs?
You want to come upstairs?
The paddles under the bed.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not lying.
Yeah. That's, so we got some real-life paddles. Tell me about it. This
you
is
don't?
Interesting. What? No, I can gladly say I don't have any.
I guess
paddles.
I have reached that level of boredom. I guess experimenting.
Fuck it. Bring out the paddle. Whatever. Just we gotta reach the next level, guys. Jesus. No, that's cool, man. I respect people that are willing to push the boundaries of like their sexual limits.
You don't know unless you try.
That is very true. But also, I'm very scared to try. So, I don't want to find out that I'm into armpits. Like, I don't.
You don't even want to
know. Exactly. I'd rather not be around them and just.
Just assume
I don't like it. You know what I mean?
What if you do? And what if that's your calling?
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
not even really happy like, right now.
You're not
until
truly
you put
living
your
until
head
you're
in
like
that's,
armpit
buried in there. Yeah.
Just,
you've never been felt real happiness.
I'm living a lie.
Living
a lie until I get my pit. Until I find my pit. My one and only pit.
Yeah, I'd try it. Now you have to try that specifically.
Yeah, I probably will.
After
we'll
this.
We'll see what happens.
That was the first thing he thought of, so he did.
He thought about it.
That's
before.
The one I've been on the edge about. That's the one I've been thinking about a lot. That's
just walking around staring at pits.
Do I do it now?
When people stretch, waiting for people to stretch.
I'm not wearing a tank top here.
Off limits, everyone.
That's a PSA. Don't wear tank tops to Busoni, all right? Don't wear tank tops in my house. I'm looking at those pits. Checking them out. See what's going on.
Hey, we all have our things.
Oh my goodness. I can't. It's really hot now. I can't. Okay, so. Alright, so out of the topics that we're going to get into, first question. What do you think is the best time for sexual relations? Timing meaning, 7:01 a.m. 350. I'm just kidding. No, like morning, afternoon, night. I mean, like, I feel like night is kind of like a like an obvious answer, but you know, it's good to have, you know, relations in other times of the day.
Yeah, I think all times are good.
Yeah.
Oh, so just sex is just so good that it doesn't matter.
It's just good all the time.
Doesn't matter when it is.
Pretty much. Nights are cool. Just because, like, I feel like there's longer periods that you can do it.
What do you mean?
Like, in the morning when I'm getting up ready to go to work. Like, I'm on a time limit. I wake up with just enough time to get up, get dressed,
yeah,
eat some breakfast, and go to work. So you gotta like schedule it in.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
I like mornings though.
You like mornings?
I feel like I walk throughout the day as a better person. I'm so much nicer than I am.
It's true.
I am. There's 10 times nicer. I feel like I'm glowing positivity.
Really?
You touch me, you'll be happy too. Oh, not like.
Woo! I felt that.
I'm happy.
Oh my goodness.
Desiree's facial expression makes me realize how bad that sounded.
Jesus.
Spreading happiness throughout the office.
Okay, that's cool. That's fun. Okay.
But yeah, on the weekends in the morning,
yeah,
I'm all about it.
No, I got up earlier in the morning to go, before I go to work.
It's dedication.
Oh,
yeah. I love my sleep, though. Like, I'm a sleeper.
Sleep over sex?
No, just like I want to sleep all the
time.
Oh,
okay, gotcha.
True.
Would you rather sleep for an entire day or have sex an entire day?
Oh, well, okay.
Can I have sleep breaks in between the sex?
Nope. You gotta stay awake.
I have to have sex for a constant 12 hours.
You have to have sleep.
That sounds really
painful. Do you get water breaks?
I need the details.
I feel like
for
I'd
this.
Be very dehydrated.
Details like, do we get something else? Is it constant?
Come out looking all fucking shriveled.
Swollen.
Oh my god.
You can't walk for 2 days.
There's enough fluids left in your body. You're just like a fucking raisin.
You lost all color in your face. Yeah. It's terrible.
What happened to you? Sex marathon.
Thanks. 16 hours. Can't do it anymore.
Gotta
oh my
stop.
Goodness.
I mean, porn stars do it.
Yeah, I guess that's true too.
Porn star. Do you think they have sex for 12 hours?
Maybe. It depends what video they're
doing.
They
get breaks, though. They get breaks. And there are fluffers, I think.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
a lot of
True.
Stuff.
There's True. A lot in between.
Yeah, I'm going to need some context.
I need a little bit more before I can get
into
it.
Add some details into the scenario.
Do you think that you enjoy it more than your partners?
No.
Enjoy sex more?
I think it's about the same.
You think so?
I think it depends on the day. 50-50? No, it's about the same. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'd say about the same, but my partner could have sex like all the time.
Same.
So like,
I think all males could.
So, okay.
All males could
that's
have
what
sex
I was gonna
all
say.
The time.
I was gonna say. Okay, so like.
They could do 24-hour marathons without
you,
a problem.
As far as stamina, they have more. Like they have no.
But
problem.
Desire is always
desire
like.
Is
let's
the
try
same.
To do
yeah.
it. Okay. I understand.
Their stamina is higher.
That's interesting because I think the general consensus would be the opposite. I think that their stamina. I think women would say that the men's stamina is lower than the woman.
We pick some diamonds out of the rough.
Well, look at you guys.
You went hunting.
You went hunting. Needed to find the good ones.
They're very shiny.
The leaders of the pack. They're shiny. That's real good. That's just got to be fun.
What would you say?
Yeah,
I feel like a man's answer
answers.
Is always going to say morning time because I feel like their testosterone is just spiked in the morning. Like,
morning wood is
like
yeah.
an
real
time
thing.
High.
That's
okay.
crazy.
So
to me.
It's well, I think it has to do with like just energy levels in general. Like, you know, throughout a day, you know, you're working, you're doing all these things, you may like work out, you may eat, you may do all this shit throughout the day. And then when you finally get to the end of it, there's only so much energy that you have left. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if you get a nap in between, chances go up that it'll be a little bit more, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
but in the morning, after a full,
you're fully
like,
recharged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you
like,
go. The
well,
bars
that's
why
go the up. Shit just shoots up.
Just whoop.
Yeah,
100%.
And
yeah.
I feel like women
it's
are opposite.
Battery.
The
battery. Raises bar.
You're charging all night, and then you wake up to a fully charged phone.
There you go. I think women are different, though. I think women are like, they get everything done. They like clean. They go to work. Say you have children, you take care of the babies, you put them to bed. Like, I don't even know if you're having sex at that point. When
he's like, I don't even know if you're doing that.
I think that's a scheduled night.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take the babies out of the picture for this one. You cook, you clean, you get home from work, you go to the gym. Everything's taken care of. Like, you're relaxed. You're like, all right.
Let's get it
now. Let's do this. I'm ready. Now my battery is charged.
I don't know. That's weird. That's weird. Yeah. But our parts are very different.
I mean, like that is true.
Our parts are very different. So, like,
physically and everything.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because girls can have, like, what is it? Like, over 100, I think, different types of orgasms.
And yeah, that's.
Guys have one or two.
That's sad.
And what is it? Like, real and fake? Like, what,
yeah. What are you?
Well, it's because he hasn't experimented his other orgasms.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't found my pit yet. Yeah, I haven't found the pit yet. So, I don't have any.
Ladies?
They're out there.
If you think your pit is worthy,
hit him up.
Show me the pits. I'm going to put a poll
slide
out.
Slide into his DM with a pit pick.
This is terrible.
Shaven or not?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know yet.
You don't know yet.
That is, I haven't even gotten to the pit yet, so like I need to figure out if I like him.
So send him a variety.
I need a variety of pits. Moving on. I don't know. That's very interesting to hear, because, like, I don't know. I feel like morning is, like the best time.
I agree.
But then again, it's, like, again, that's just, you know, a man speaking. Because, like,
that battery.
After you, like, the way I see it is, like, the first thing that you do, like, using energy is probably going to be, like, the best that you can perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're probably going to, like, really go. If you're, like, I don't know. If you have that kind of mentality. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm wanting to get shit done. Mm-hmm. So, if it's sex, then,
that's
hey,
what's
good?
That's shit I'm
going to get done. That is the shit that will be done.
I just think of for, like, energy-wise, it's, I enjoy it more in the morning. Because I don't know, like, I'm.
Starts you up.
Yeah.
Sets the tone for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Honestly, I have been so much nicer to people. It's like, I'm a very, like you said, dry person. And
people at work are like, Kendra, why are you so nice to me?
I don't even understand. Like, so I'm not one for small talk. And then, like, after I get some, I'm just like, hey, so how's your day?
Tell me about your son, Susan.
How's the kid doing?
Let's hear about him.
Kendra's on happy pills. Like, something's going on.
She must be high.
She's
got to be high.
What drugs are there?
It's got to be something. She must have fallen into some pits this morning. It must be something. Do you watch Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Okay, so like I've only seen the whole series like once, so I don't know a lot. But one of the things that I thought was hilarious was like whenever Ron Swanson has sex.
Oh, and he wears the red.
He wears a red like shirt, Tiger, like, Woods shirt.
Yeah,
and like. He's real happy, like he's real generous and
I'm
shit like
Ron
that.
Ron Swanson. I am all the way Ron Swanson. That's the perfect way to describe it.
That's tight. That's tight.
I'm the person with the door that closes, like so no one comes in. I have a button when anyone tries to come to my office.
Nice. Jesus Christ. Oh man, I wouldn't want to work with you.
No.
With all due respect, of course.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to work with them either.
That's okay.
She wears tank tops to work. It's not going to work. I'm going to take these pins.
There you go. Yeah, just keep them closed. there we go. Yes. Okay. Next question for you guys. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on... Shit, I actually don't know how to put this into a question.
You got it.
Okay, so you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. and a very attractive young gentleman, or actually just gentleman, because, you know, you may be into old niggas. That's okay. No judgment here, you know. Walks by, and then, like, you kind of, like, can't help but, like, glance and, like, give a strong glance. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Like, mm-hmm. that person is... The bee's knees, if you will.
It's a nice piece of meat.
I'm trying to be G-rated here.
After the first half.
Exactly. There's no salvaging this.
It's out the door now.
Do you think that is okay?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, well, let me flip it. I shouldn't have started with you guys. Let me flip it. It's the exact opposite situation. Your significant other is just like, God damn, she's bad.
That's even better, because yeah. I'm actually the one to point it out. I do the same thing. When she gets up, you need to look at her ass. Like, she squats for that ass.
Yes.
Like, she works out.
I do the same thing.
And we'll sit there, and we won't leave the restaurant until this woman stands up again.
No, we're not leaving.
We're done. We got movie reservations. No, it doesn't matter.
Same.
Okay, so this makes it very interesting, because this is probably the first... Like, this is probably the first time I ever heard this. So please elaborate. I would love to hear. Okay, what is the okay, so... Does that come from like a lack of insecurity? Like, I mean, you don't feel like you're not threatened or anything like that. You just see something that is like, damn, and then you want to share it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can appreciate a beautiful woman.
Same.
See, that's really, really mature of you both. Because that's, again, that is not, it's not something you find often.
I think we make our boyfriends feel more uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're like, is this a test?
Like, yeah, there was one time we were at a casino waiting in line for something, and like both of our boyfriends were sitting at the slot machines, and me and Des were standing. And then so my boyfriend kept looking at me, and he was blowing me kisses. So Desiree looks at him, and she blows him a kiss, and he's like, what?
He looks so uncomfortable.
No.
This isn't right. We make them feel more uncomfortable with how comfortable we are.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Okay, this is... I wasn't expecting that conversation. So I wasn't expecting this to go the way that it did. So you have to explain, like, did you have to work yourself up to be this way, or have you always been this way?
Probably. I could think, like, I don't know. I feel like when I was back in high school and, like, younger, I was probably way more immature and would probably get super jealous. And I think that is just an insecurity thing. Like, you're just not secure with yourself or your relationship, maybe. It could be. Everyone's different. But now I'm very secure in my relationship and myself. And if someone's gorgeous and she's worked for that ass, then other people need to appreciate it, including my boyfriend.
Really?
He needs to see it.
You need to see this, man. Turn the fuck around, right?
Yeah.
You feel the same, Kendra?
Like, yeah. Well, because I don't feel like me pointing someone out is going to make him run over to her and try and get her number or anything. Like, what is the worst that can happen?
Well, that's the case. You need a new boyfriend. Like, that's the problem. That's his problem.
Exactly. That's the real root of the problem. That's,
why can't we appreciate it together?
Yeah. That's a good way of thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's actually excellent. I've always been... Oh, hello. We have a guest. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome in. we have Carlin Williams that has just arrived.
Just entering the building. Open, so he just walked on in.
Oh, hi. Good, how are you? It's
freezing. Yeah, it is.
We're not heating the inside or the outside
at
this point.
So, can we have him in this too?
Yeah, I would love to.
So, Carlin. You can't hear our opinion first.
So we're going to just flip this mic around.
You form it, because I feel like I'm going to say it wrong.
Okay, so just the scenario is that you are with your girl, you're with your significant other.
Hold on, you're welcoming me in on scenario?
We already starting off. We already
set up.
Starting off hot. So the scenario is you are with your significant other, and an attractive male kind of walks by, and she does a hard glance.
Is there a neck turn involved?
There's a little bit of a neck turn involved. Like, are you okay with that? Like, is that something that's okay? Like, it's not like she's going to go run after him. She's
like, okay.
Okay, and then vice versa. Like, do you think,
you definitely can't do that with your chick on your arm, bro.
Don't even attempt it.
I guess it's different when the female's initiating it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We say it all the time. Like, we'll tell someone that we're dating or, like, we'll tell our boyfriends that, like, hey, look at that girl's ass. Like,
true, but we can't start it.
Okay.
And don't even look or be too excited. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, cool.
I don't think I'd get mad. Just be safe. if you phrase it correctly, I think I could appreciate it.
Yeah, you gotta throw a couple fake ones in. It's like, oh, I didn't even notice. Really? You think? Oh, okay. I mean, like, she's cool. She's cool. That's the perfect. She cool, yeah. She aight. I mean, you know? Yeah, she cool. Yeah. But you can't just be like, ooh, goddamn. Shit.
If she walks past, don't turn. You okay. Have to catch it while it's in view.
Okay. Don't actually seek it out with their eyes. No. Allow it to come into your line of sight.
Allow it to manifest. And if you have to chase her for it to get into your line of sight, you do it.
Okay, Desiree.
She really wants you to look.
Desiree was like, you better look at this shit. You gotta see this
look
shit.
Look at this ass.
Like, I'm not even playing around right now. This is some Nicki Minaj type shit right here. You gotta see this. Goddamn. Let me ask you, okay, so like, that's just like looking, right? So yeah. When it comes to, I don't know. What's another scenario? Oh, okay. So I think this happens to people somewhat often, right? Mm-hmm. So like you and your significant other, y'all like at the movies, you're at the spot, right? You're doing something, right? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, person comes running up, gives you a big hug. A guy does, and then a girl does, right?
Yeah.
So like, what's the first thing kind of like going through your head, like? Do you automatically like, who the fuck is this? Or do you just like, oh, like, oh shit.
You've never met the person.
Yeah. Because this is a random. Mm-hmm. And like, even if you've heard, like, okay, because like you've talked with your partner before, mm-hmm. you may have heard like, oh yeah, that's Johnny, that's Cindy, blah, 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 blah. But you don't know who this is because you've never met them. You don't know what they look like. You know what I mean? Like, in those kind of scenarios, does your mind kind of like go like negative? Like, whoa, is this somebody that he smashed before? Like, who is this? What is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I have no... I couldn't really be defensive on that. Like, I couldn't really judge him based off of that.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of people that will come up to me in general. Yeah. And sometimes it's even... Okay. Like,
we'll be out with our boyfriends and she'll be getting numbers slid to her on the table. Like, here's my card, call me later. Yeah. I'll be like, god damn.
Yeah, that happens. And like, they'll be like, we'll be walking places and people will just literally just stop and like turn and look at me. And my boyfriend just like, he's like, did you just see that? Like, he gets so hyped.
He's like, break those necks.
Let's go. Got another one.
It's funny. Desiree's just like, she's like, I'm so used to it already. And he's just like super hype about it.
Wow, that's wild. Okay. And then does you, like...
I'm trying to think of the question again.
No, I feel like because he has so many people that comes up to him.
Everybody.
So you just kind of like... At this point, you're used to it.
People always come up to him. Yeah, okay, I'm used to it. And it would be different if, like, they ran up and then, like, he didn't introduce us. Like you just continue to have a conversation and like you were kind of like blocked out of it. That would be different. But
see that kind of makes a difference. Different.
Yeah. So like, it's like running up, hugging, excited. So I haven't seen you in forever. This is great. La di da di da. Hey, sure. This is my girlfriend.
Let me ask you a question. Do you look at like, do you kind of like study the situation though? Like, okay, so like a running up and a hugging, right? That's obviously something that may be common. You know what I mean? It could be a cousin, could be somebody, right? But like a hug with some rubbing.
Some ass.
You know what
grabbing.
I mean? Like a pickup. You know what I mean?
A little cheek.
A scoop. A little booty scoop.
If it's that, then I'll just politely slide my way in between.
You would slide in?
Yeah, I think that's the point where you're just like, hello, I'm his girlfriend.
That's crazy.
Kendra's just getting my facial expressions. So she's like, three-person hug.
Just, oh, hello. Okay.
Nice to meet you too, Lucy.
You just gotta let her know whose ass it is. You okay, can't okay, grabbing okay. it.
Yeah.
Just like, grab mine, it's better.
Have you gone out of your way to like make someone jealous?
Oh, my life? Sure I have. I've been a
okay, but
crazy
like,
person. Okay. Haven't we all been a little crazy at some point in our life? Okay. Haven't we all went out of our way to make someone jealous? Please all say yes.
You? I have not. But you?
No, I don't think so. Not to make someone jealous.
Okay, okay. You never like, I don't know, for like whatever reason, like you don't like one of your boy's friends, right? So then you just be like, hey, babe, come here. And just make out with him and then be like, okay, go ahead. Go about your business.
No.
Or like a guy you liked at a party.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl he liked was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
We got some situations on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be making a guy jealous. It could be making a girl jealous.
Yeah, making a girl jealous.
Yeah.
That's what I was referring to.
Done that.
Yeah.
You done that?
Yeah. No, women do that a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Completely out the loop, having no clue.
It's very true. We wouldn't know what was going on. Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah, right now we're kissing. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
We're just having a whole conversation. All right.
We can do this. We can do this. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Damn it, I had a question lined up, but shit. No, I gotta think. Ah.
Well, this is good for a podcast.
Yeah, I know, this is terrible. Shit.
We're open to all questions.
What was yeah. No, I had it too. I was like, oh, this is a perfect segue. Damn. Oh, this sucks.
You don't even know what it was about?
No, I don't even remember. No, it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'll think of something else.
Did you
else.
Answer the question?
What was the question?
Well, that's what I thought when you asked me the question.
The general question.
I've never, like, went out of my way to try to make someone jealous. I'm just a mad, like, mad ignorer. Just, yeah. Like, pff, don't exist. Who? Huh? Nope. Don't know who you are. No idea who you are. That's just what I do. Yeah. But, like, I never, like, oh, let me rub on her booty so that she sees and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Nah,
see, I'm like more that. Of a, like, if I know you're going to be there, I'm going to come in there looking extra hot.
Yeah, that's Kendra's way of making you jealous for sure.
Nice.
Well, I think that's every female.
Yeah, but then people are going to come up to me.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Because you got that power.
It's you the know hair, I think.
Is it the hair? Is it? It's not quite the hair what we're looking after. Like,
but I mean, with all due respect, that's and like, the ass.
We love the hair. It's just not exactly what. We're not gonna have too much fun with the hair.
But she still breaks necks face forward. Like yeah. Men walking face forward, they don't even see the ass yet. So it see? Is. So it's her face and
then
it's her
like,
hair.
Pow! Surprise. Mm-hmm. Huh?
What? That's where he watches it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
I have blinders on.
A wig website at them.
Yeah. What? Everybody's, like, when we're walking places, people will be like, I like your hair. And Desiree's like, thanks, wigglywigs.com. Her and Jessica made that
go to Sally's Rainbow and Cheyenne.
She's like, it's a wig.
You can get the same one.
You gotta bring her down to earth.
$29.99. You gotta bring her down to earth. Oh
she gets
my
too many
goodness.
Compliments. Yeah.
Too many.
You've hit your
she's
limit for the night.
Her
no, nothing mean.
She
nothing
don't
mean.
Smell that good.
She just always says it's a wig.
Yeah.
She's like, it's a wig.
They believe me.
Her toes are ugly.
That's awesome. That's good. You know what? I do have a good question. Why do you think? Why do you think women are so much more comfortable, like, appreciating other women's bodies versus men appreciating men?
Because men have a fear of seeming... men have a fear of, like, seeming gay. Like, that's where, like, no homo comes from and all those other things. And women don't see it as that. Like, we don't think that us saying something means that we're gay. It just means that we're...
I think also, I think that the hint that a woman may be gay is a plus. Because, like, you got to think of how much more attention, like, you would get. Like, with everything.
Oh, were you thinking from, like, the other aspect of it? Like,
well, I'm just, like, kind of, like, adding to it.
Okay.
Like, also, like, because, like, you know, if you're a straight woman, you would want the attention of men. And most men would enjoy if you were, gay. And
well, that's yeah, I guess.
I think this is going.
I know.
You lost me for a little bit, but I'm back on track now.
See, there you go.
But yeah, I think Because, yeah, I was at a party, actually, with some people, and one of my friends is a lesbian, and I was talking to, like, our other friend's boyfriend, and I was, like, telling him about, like, some stripper or something that we saw that was, like, super hot.
Yeah.
And then he was like, are you gay? I was like, no. What is, how does...
Where'd you get that from?
Why would that mean I'm gay?
Just that one thing just meant that you're gay? Have you, but, like... Yeah, it's just like one of those things. It's just a lot more socially acceptable for that to be a thing, because it's like almost like demasculating. There's no D. Oh, very good. Thank you. Emasculating. If like you were to kind of like be very open and like, I don't know.
But that's what society placed on it. Because if you see in like all the movies, it's guys making fun of guys for being gay, and then they're praising women like American Pie and things like that. They're praising women for doing lesbian acts.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It goes a little bit further than that. I've had some lesbian friends, right? there's been times where she would be like, I've like asked her questions, and she'd be like, oh yeah, like I'll watch porn girl on girl like all the time. I'm like, oh okay, cool. Well, would you ever watch like a dude on a dude? And she's like, nah, that's gay shit. I'm like, okay, well wait, how does that work? Because I was like, wait, what does that mean? Like, what, you're gonna have to elaborate on that, because like now I don't get it. And I don't know why it's seen as like, that's like the taboo of all taboo is the guy on guy, and it's very unfair.
Yeah, it's part of people being very close-minded, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because that's what they show mostly because they can. That's why they show women's naked bodies more than they show men's naked bodies, because that's what they say is the right thing, I guess. Like, and then men being naked is the wrong thing, or it's like the taboo thing.
Sure. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Show more naked males.
You would you like to see more naked males?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, have you been to
everywhere?
Everywhere. Dicks.
Pit of dicks.
Pit of dicks. have you been to like the all male review type shows? Like the Thunder Down Unders and the Magic Mikes.
But you don't see dicks there.
No, you do not.
They don't whip out any dick?
No. I don't think I've ever seen a dick out in public that.
And the Thunder Down Under people are, they're up there in age.
Oh yeah. Word?
They are definitely.
Get the fuck out of here.
They look real nice from far away, and then you go up on the stage to take a picture with them afterwards, and you're like, you are definitely old enough to be my father.
That's Chippendales too.
Yeah, word? All of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But no dicks.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Imagine going to a strip club, getting up close to the stage, and she's in her 50s.
Oh. No, like, for real, that actually happened to me one time. Okay, so let me tell you something about Las Vegas, all right?
Were you at Little Darlings?
I wasn't at Little Darlings. I actually wasn't at that one this time. Not this time.
Pregnant Girl Sundays.
Have you ever seen that shit? That shit is wild. If you've ever seen that
pregnant
shit.
Pregnant Girl Sundays?
A pregnant girl.
It's a real thing?
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Teddy said that he went.
Pregnant Girl Sundays?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Did he go to
the... Oh, it's not a real
thing. No,
it's not a real
thing. Why did he go?
It's not a real thing. It's not a real thing. But they just said that they've been there before, and then there's like a pregnant girl there.
There's six other days in the week.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Saturday would have sufficed.
We planned it out to go on Pregnant Girl Sunday.
Jesus Christ.
It's called Mom Mondays.
That's a real thing. Like, that's a real thing. Like, they get, like, you know.
I believe it. You gotta pay.
Well, Lil D's is very lenient, like, with their women.
Oh, they're like, very good at advertising, too. They're like, you just graduated high school? Come work for us. We'll help you pay your student loans. Want to go to college?
It's kinda crazy.
Get money here.
It's, ooh. No, I remember, what the fuck was it called? All right, so, like, my boy was from New York, was in town, and he wanted to go to a strip joint. Now, I am not about to go pay anything to get into a spot. So I was like, nigga, I know a couple, I know about a couple places that are up north that locals are for free. You got to pay, but locals are for free. So like, I'm really not trying to pay for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, all right, cool. So we go up, what the fuck is it called? Palomino. Palomino's got the spot. It's a local joint of North Town. And then like, I guess like a block away, it's this place called Chicas Bonitas.
Now, I like it already.
Now, Chico's one. Okay, so.
The first problem is you went to a strip club in Northtown. Yeah. Yeah. That's where the story
it was, went. It was legit only trucker niggas in there. Like, it was just, like, nasty trucker niggas from, like, Nebraska. And it was disgusting. It was really, really gross. So, I remember we walked into the spot. And there was actually a lot of bad women in there. There was a lot of bad Cubans. They didn't know no English. They were actually kind of bad. But anyways, the spot was disgusting.
That makes them bad.
Yeah. No
come
English.
On. No English. All right.
You just
then.
Moved up to an 8.
I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you something. I like that. But I remember the bathroom was disgusting. The bathroom was just nasty. Because I remember I had to pee. So I went in there and there was like an inch of piss on the floor. Like it was walking through like Hurricane Katrina. But it was disgusting. And it was just like shit all over the walls. I'm like,
is this relevant to the story?
No, it isn't at all.
But disgusting.
Where are we going with this?
This is disgusting. I don't even know if I need to know that there's shit all on the walls.
I'm trying to paint the picture of where I was. All right. So,
it was painted. Clear.
So we sat down, and I couldn't go to the bathroom. I had to hold it. But we ordered some good wings. Call. They had a good deal. It was like $10 for like a bucket of wings and like a pitcher.
You trusted that after going to the bathroom?
Honestly, I don't know what it was, but I actually did. It was very strange. But I didn't get food poisoning after that.
Yeah, and, you know,
so it's a plus.
Congratulations.
Chica's Bonitas, guys. Go get the wings, the bucket of wings with the.
That's what you always hear, though, is that strip clubs have really good food.
That's a real thing. And like Vegas, I can't even
Atlanta
speak about
strip clubs.
That's what I was going to say. Like, some strip clubs, like outside of Vegas, like they. Go out of their way to have
ones.
Very good food. You know what I mean?
Gotta bring people in somehow.
Exactly.
It's
so,
not gonna be the tits.
Not gonna be pregnant.
Not just
Sundays.
A strip club in general. So I remember there was this chick, right? So like we're getting dances from these girls and blah blah blah. They were Cuban. Me and my boy are Puerto Rican. So we start talking about some island shit, right? So it was all good. We got a couple free stuff, a couple free dances too. So
these free dances.
I know enough. I know enough to be like, right. You
Let's
know, enough to tell them to call me Poppy.
Yeah. The important stuff.
The important things.
Baño and Poppy.
I know businesses. Like, I know. A clean baño. Do you know where one is? Wings. Do you know? Bucket of wings. Do you?
That's still in English. I don't know why you're saying it with an accent. It's in
they're like, oh, okay, yeah.
It's not helpful.
So I remember I remember at one point, like we were talking to a lot of them. There was only like 5, so we had like 3 of them that we were talking to, and then the 4th one was busy, and then like the 5th one was about to go on stage. So like they do like the little thing where they had a mic and they call her up, and they're like, I don't remember her name, but I'm gonna just
now
say
presenting Diamond.
Exactly. Like her name was fucking, you know, Diamond. So she walks up there and I remember like thinking like, yo, what the fuck? I'm not even joking. The girl was at least 60. She couldn't move. Like she had arthritis. She had knee problems, all types of shit. Like she couldn't bend. And like it was to the point where she couldn't move to music, and I was very surprised because that's the one job that really, like,
that's what you're here that's, for. How did you
at
get
least
hired?
You can move to the music. She couldn't really like
she
it was
had a really,
really
good
like
resume.
A she was just swinging a lot.
Or she was
you know?
There since it started.
Maybe she opened it.
Yeah.
Maybe she was the owner.
Maybe she. And what was it called?
Chicas Bonitas.
Maybe she was
Chica. Maybe
she was
Chica.
She
has seniority.
Maybe she was the lead Chica.
Oh
it was.
Gosh.
I was just like dumbfounded. I was like, yo, she's mad old. Like she's really, really old. Kind of felt bad. We all tipped.
Give her some money.
Because we had some like some other young people in there. And like we didn't say anything, but we all looked at each other like, nigga, we gotta throw her something.
But maybe that's her thing though. She goes after she knows she's gonna get.
Well,
she knows she's gonna
which,
get tips.
In which case,
Everybody
I respect that.
It.
I respect that hustle. That's the pity hustle. The pity hustle. Because then didn't no one.
You
want...
can go a long way on the pity hustle.
Yeah, for sure, especially with your titties out.
Yeah.
So.
Knit and blankets can only sell so much.
It's like... titty and pity. It's that's her thing. That's what her new name needs to be.
Introducing
Titty and Pity. So man. Yeah, that's Chicos Bonitas. That's my Chicos Bonitas story. I don't even. How do we get to strip clubs?
I don't know, but have you ever tried? Probably not tried this. But Kendra and I have taken a pole dancing class. It's an athletic thing. It's like, don't think weird about it. Like, it's an athletic thing. It's fucking hard.
Where?
We are so sweaty.
You use like, a lot of your legs.
Yeah,
too.
It is hard. Like, props to those women. Yeah, it's like leg muscle, arm
your thighs.
Muscles.
It's fucked up inside of my thighs.
Yeah. It was hard. We did it once. We were like, nope.
Not coming back
not
to
made
this.
For that life. We'll stay hard.
Jesus, this is funny. I can't do it.
Wow. Did you climb up to the top?
I mean, yeah, that's about as far as I got, though. And then, like, they were like, twirl around and do some flips. And I was like,
No.
She was burning my skin.
Yeah.
My son, you slide down. You got to stop. You got to slide down.
Dude, that's one thing that I don't like about.
It's hard.
It's ridiculously hard. You have to have a lot of strength for that.
I would think
what was her name?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They have to use legs too, because when you see them, like when they have their legs wrapped around it, and they're
that's all thigh muscle.
We did that too, where we were like, we had our legs wrapped around the pole, and we had one arm on there. We're just like holding out like this. It was crazy.
How does one warm up for a class like that?
Yeah, do you stretch a lot?
Yeah, you just stretch.
Did they have you do a jog around the pole?
Doing a circle. Spin.
Is there a ring with a pole in the center?
But yeah, it was a good class. It was just very hard. It was difficult.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that there was such a difficulty to that.
Oh, it was hard.
That is tight, though. Good for them. Because, like, I've seen some amazing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the women that, like, they do the tricks and shit like that. Like,
oh, it's not
There's easy. Real training. There's real training mm-hmm. that you got to do to be able to do that.
Practice.
They got classes.
They
so
gotta
there
go
was,
to the classes.
So there was one.
Veteran strippers. There.
Exactly. There was one girl it. Who did it, and then they were like, "Oh shit!" And then they just like YouTube.
Teaches your ways.
Yeah. I wonder
YouTube
what.
YouTube it right now.
You know what I was thinking? Oh, I was thinking about just now. Like, I wonder what like because we know what strip clubs are like in modern times. Like, I wonder what a strip joint was like. Like in the 1700s.
Dangerous.
Like nasty as hell.
I don't think they had strip clubs. They had brothels.
Yes. Yeah, but that's just for sex. There was nothing in between?
You don't think sex is being had in the strip club?
No, I mean, but you see what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's, strip clubs is branched out. I feel like
it's like a front.
Back, yeah. Well, you further back you go, like, I think it's more.
It would just
brothels.
Be straight up just brothel.
Yeah, and then brothels
we gotta put some laws
bad.
On this.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Getting out of control.
We need y'all dancing or entertaining or something, because we can't just have outright sex. We gotta throw something in between. Jesus Christ. People getting sick. Jesus Christ. Okay, so my last question is, okay, so let me give it a little backstory. Justin and I were with some friends that we love, and they were good people, right? They were very
like the story's going south if you have to play that.
We
love them.
This
very
changes
much.
Things. This
They're
changes
dear
things.
To our heart.
So we were having the conversation about condom use, right? So, you know, Justin and I spoke very confidently, like we use condoms a good like 90% to 95% of the time, because it's real simple. We don't want to get sick and we don't want to have children. So that was it. It was put into it. Just boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
The responses that we got was very surprising. Because the women that we spoke to, and it was three of them, they said no, we don't like those, like we don't. And I was like, okay, no, I understand, like you don't like, maybe like there's a loss of feeling or whatever, it feels different, blah 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 blah. But you know,
that's
like the risks,
yeah.
I was like,
they're
what about the risk? Like there's a lot of
and
risk
they were single
involved.
Or in relationships,
both.
It's different. Okay.
Both.
Okay.
So I was like, don't you? So you. I mean, like, you don't have that in mind? And they were just like, well, you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes, you know, just boom, 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 things happen. And I was like, oh, okay.
You gotta stop saying boom, boom.
That's my shit. That's it. Boom, boom, boom. That's my new IG name.
Carlin's here fact checking and monitoring.
Boom, boom, boom. So yeah, what I wanted to ask is just like, you guys, I mean, like, are you like on that same kind of level, like where you just like, I, you just rather not use them and then just hope for the best?
I think it's circumstance.
The best. Just pray a lot.
I think it's circumstantial, really. Like, if you're in a relationship, if you're on birth control, it just depends.
Oh,
it is different. It is different. Messing around for the first time.
I was going to chew on it, but then I wanted to say something.
Just to let you know, Mark got real excited and is spitting his cup.
Don't drink after me. Sorry, Jess, what are you saying?
Fooling around first time, definitely wrap your willy. Don't be silly.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Thanks, I didn't just come up with that.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay.
But yeah, if you're in a relationship, like a long-term relationship.
Eventually, it's just like.
Yeah, you're on birth control. Like, what's, you both know you're both safe. Like, you're not out screwing other people. There's sure. No, what's the risk at that point?
Yeah.
So. Interesting. But if you're single,
babies, you block out disease.
Would you say when you're single, you for sure like try to try your best?
Try your best.
Yeah,
it doesn't always happen, but yeah.
Diseases are real.
Yeah, they are.
They're scary.
When was you guys' first time having sex without a condom? Do you remember?
Without a condom?
Do you remember your first time?
Oh, I think I'm pretty sure it was my first time.
Kendra's over here preaching safe sex.
That's tight. Good for you. It took me a while to work my way up to not using a condom.
To that confidence.
I was like, there was a lot of fear involved. There was you wasn't gonna get me.
I was just not gonna trap me that way.
No, I
definitely wasn't thinking about it at the time. And then I've learned since then.
You're not young.
But
that makes sense. That makes sense. Same for you?
The first time? No, probably not. My very first boyfriend I had for like a year, so it was probably at 16.
What things are women afraid of when it involves sex? Like, I'm just always intrigued.
STDs.
I feel like guys are like so like.
No babies.
I don't know what girls worry about. Honestly.
We can get STDs easier than you guys can, and you guys can have them and not even know that you have
give
them.
It to them.
Yeah. But you're putting something inside of us, so we can get it, and that shit will affect our whole body.
Yeah, it's very sensitive down there.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That sucks.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Oh, that's like the main thing?
Oh, and,
like,
and babies.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, you guys got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Sure.
But if you're not, then you do.
What would a worry of mine be? I don't know. Like, I mean, like, but the fear is different. Like, what the worry is different. Because, like, I would have the same worries about, like, picking up something like, oh, shit, like, I may have an STD or whatever. But it's, like, it is different, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that you guys have a higher level of it because you're more susceptible to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, as far as the babies go, like, we wouldn't necessarily, like, find out until you tell us. So, but you know what I mean?
True.
Like, we...
Yeah.
And
if you're, a woman, you know if you're on birth control. If you're a man, you don't know if she's telling the truth.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. That's
your ass gets trapped real fast.
Yeah, it's a terrified feeling at all times,
Jesus Christ.
Imagine.
Oh, my goodness. Thank oh my lord.
I know one person who's trapped someone.
Warren?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Well, since we're on the subject, kinda not really. With Jeff Bezos and all these famous guys getting these big time divorces, how do you women feel about divorce and the rules behind how much a person can actually get out of a divorce just based off of being with this person? Because me personally, as a man, let's use just Jeff Bezos as an example. I'm pretty sure his wife was there the whole entire time and has probably put some type of, stock into that actual company. But for the people that just get together and maybe they were already on the path of this certain type of success and you didn't really necessarily play a part in that succeeding, do you guys find that fair to still, like, get a huge portion of that person's livelihood or, like, passion?
No, I don't believe in prenups.
Yeah.
You believe in them?
Yeah.
I do. If you already have a significant amount of money when I meet you and, like, if you want to protect yourself from anything happening, like, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
I completely understand because I had nothing to do with helping you with getting that.
And it goes the other way. If I have a bunch of money, you don't get my money.
True. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy when you think about it. Because, I think a lot of people's responses to the prenup would be, like, okay, well, if you're looking after something like, if you're looking into something like that already before you're married, mm-hmm. then should you even be marrying this person? Like, is that like a worry? But it's like a weird thing to kind of like prepare. It's a weird thing. It's like a delicate thing to. Yeah, I feel like it's
You never know what's going
to
come.
You have to look at things logically because when you're getting married, like you do have like those hard eyes and you're like, you have those rose colored glasses because you're in love. And that's why people are like, oh, well, if you love me, you're not going to do this to me. Yeah. But like you have to be logical and have common sense because this has nothing to do with love.
Yeah.
Like this has. Protecting what I've already had or protecting what you've already had. But I mean, if it's with the Jeff Bezos thing, like his wife was there for a significant amount of time. And I know that like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm hyping my husband up like the entire time. Like I'm making sure you're your best person. Like, and I'm taking care of you when you're down and all that stuff. So there's no reason why I shouldn't be getting at least a little, like a portion of it.
Yeah. Sure. If the money comes into play when the two people are already married and together.
Do you think like the 50-50 agreement is just fair? Like once you get the divorce, split everything down the middle, and then it is what it is.
I really think it's case by case. Yeah, it's hard to say as one for all.
Instead of like having the law be kind of like just blanketed, that it should kind of be like, oh, well, let's take a look at it, and then like at least do some investigation. Yeah, okay, sure.
So, I mean, because if you have kids in the picture, like, and who's going to be taking care of the kids most of the time, like, if the woman's going to be taking care of the kids most of the time, and the man has the money, like, he should obviously be giving her a little bit more, or, because, I mean, for you, like, that's, for, like, him, his money's going to keep coming in regardless.
Sure.
So, she's just taking what is owed, not owed to her, but what is partially hers from when they were together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to edit this out.
All right, so we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you, Kendra and Desiree, and for the last 30 minutes or so, Carlin. I appreciate all of you coming in. You guys want to say something to the people? You can say anything, really. You could say just final thoughts.
Thank you for having us on. This is fun.
Oh, thanks, Des.
Ladies, stop getting jealous.
Hype your man up. Let him look at the booty.
Oh, yeah. I just thought of a...
Don't show your pits to Mark.
Yeah, no, please, do. Man. Send them in his DMs.
No. Do. Do. Yes, thank you for that. Again, appreciate you guys. Shout out to Aries. Love you, bro. Holding it down, Utah. And then, yeah. Good conversations, yeah. Fun? You have fun?
Yeah.
You'll come back again, maybe, one time?
Yeah, once Kendra gets some more DMs.
Yeah.
Send her DMs.
Yeah, we'll be waiting
Kendra's Corner.
we'll be waiting for the next installment of Kendra's Corner. You know, we need some more.
Yes. Fill up my DMs, people.
Yeah, save them. You got to screenshot them, save them.
I know, I need to screenshot them, because after a certain amount of time, they disappear.
Oh, word?
No, they're just going back and
unsending
them.
She didn't write back, it's been
2 months. No.
It disappears after, like, a month.
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah, these are all ones that I just haven't opened.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. So, all right, that's for the next one. All right, Kendra Corner 3. All right, and here we come to the end.
Your man at home. Oh, shit. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of gold. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. So we say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely, couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out, if you try to stop you, you're going off. Got your hair done and your nails done too. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and the club is full of gold. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends.